going to lift up one verse that you already heard in chapter 6 of Micah. It will be the 8th verse. And it reads as follows. He hath showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God. Supporting scripture comes out of the 7th chapter, going all the way down to the 18th and the 19th verse. It says, who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy. He will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities, and thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Uh-huh. Into the depths of the sea. Who wouldn't love a God like that? Who wouldn't love a God like that? All right, now for a subject, if you will, after the choir sings, just for your consideration, what is your why? What is your why? Say that with me. What is your why? I'm trying to get my life right. I tell you, God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. Giving honor to our Father and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who is first, or should be first, in all of our lives. And to our pastor in his absence, we ask you to pray for his safety. And we ask you to pray for and bless and honor my colleagues on the rostrum, to the choir, the deacons, the ushers, and the waiting congregation. We thank you for being here, and we honor you as well. I would be remiss if I did not say, you know, you get a little nervous when the big boss is not here. And you have to stand in his stead. You try to say to yourself, I'm not going to forget this, but I always forget something. So I want to say to our visitors, we're so glad to have you all. And we hope something will be said or done today that will just touch your heart in a special way. That you continue to run this race just a little while longer. And anytime you're in the area, our church doors spring on welcome hinges. You're welcome in this place. Lord, what is your why? What is your why now? Y'all, look, it's a little tight up in here. We got a little bit excited. Now, you know how I am. I don't roll that way. I roll because I know the power that rests in me. I know who saved me. I know who put my feet on solid ground. I know who is the author and finisher of my faith. I know who that is. And I know I'm not alone because he didn't just save me. He saved a few folks out there. So y'all got to get with me or I'm going to be here a while. You know how it is. I can talk. I'll be here a while. There's one little bit of song that I just want to lift up a little bit. My daughter probably said, boy, Mama, I knew she was going to sing. She was practicing last night. I was practicing. But just a little bit of this song. I know my choir said, we got you. So I said, all right. All right, then I'm all right. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Oh, help me on my journey. Help me on my way. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. While I'm waiting, I want you to help me. While I'm waiting, I want you to help me. Oh, help me on my journey. Oh, help me on my way. Oh, I want you to help me. While I'm singing, I want you to help me. While I'm singing, I want you to help me. Oh, help me on my journey. Oh, help me on my way. Oh, I want you to help me. Last verse, come on, y'all. While I'm preaching, I want you to help me. While I'm preaching, I want you to help me.
I need some help this morning. Now, I know I can get help from God, but I need some help from some folk I can see right in front of me. Oh, Lord, I need y'all to help me. I got that off my chest. Now, let's move along with life.
The subject for today's sermon is, what's your why? What's your why? Now, I took the book of Micah because it's an interesting book. And if y'all would take a walk with me, we'd just go through the book pretty quickly. All right? It's pretty interesting. And I won't be before you long, and I hope that I'll help you answer your question, what's your why, when I'm done. When we walk through the pages of the book of Micah, a minor prophet, in that his writings are very short, this contemporary prophet, in all of the complexities of his, writing foretells of the coming of Jesus. Although at first glance it doesn't appear so, in that it follows the same pattern of Israel being chastened by God because of their disobedience. However, there's a deeper meaning. And as I look closely at the book of Micah, I would describe it as a photo album. A photo album or a journal, in that the book captures Israel's history in a nutshell. It takes them back. Have you ever been at a family reunion? What y'all usually do? You get out the family, you get the photo album out. And even if you don't get the photo album out, there's somebody who can tell you everything about your family. You know, it's either grandmom and then boy, I learned so much from my Aunt Nancy. She told me everything about everything about everything. There's always somebody in the midst that can do that. So you open up the photo album, and sometimes it's not a family reunion. Sometimes it's on the more sad note. A death occurs. We start pulling out the pictures, going down memory lane. Some of those memories, they're sad. Some of them, they make us laugh. And they get us to thinking and talking about old times. And they can bring about everyone, it can bring us all back and bring us to a place we kind of go back like almost time travel. We go back in time and we can remember that moment so clear as if it were yesterday. Somebody say, what's your why?
What's your why?
The old photo album comes out and we flip through the pages. Old memories come back and strangely you can call every picture. And exactly what's going on, the trends, the hairstyles, the dance, the outfits, the hip huggers, the platform shoes. Some of them hairstyles we need to leave alone. So you can hear the laughter a mile away. Then there are the pictures that strike up those emotions that have been tucked away. A lost loved one, a broken heart, a favorite record, a song, and other significant moments we capture and keep. But when we walk through these pages, our minds wonder, and oftentimes we think about the possibilities of life. You know, we go back to that moment. And we think, what was I doing at that time? We think about all the gap that's between that photo and now. And all the things that have transpired, the shoulda, coulda, and wouldas. What went wrong? What went right? People, as with most families, that have their share of ups and downs. See all the possibilities and the broken dreams. That shoulda, coulda, wouldas come to mind. All of these emotions come back. And then there's the things that turn out differently than expected. Tell your neighbor. Hold on, she's going to get there. That's the only neighbor I'm going to do, Miss Wilma. A simple thing like a photo album has a powerful impact on what you, on you and when you venture therein. I know when I look back at mine, I see growth, and sometimes the growth isn't always nice. It's that growth in my waistline. Boy, I look real skinny in some of those pictures. I wish I could go back, but I can't go back. I just got to change my eating habits. The book of Micah is similar to a photo album in that it is divided up. You know how we organize them. We put them when we first went somewhere. We're on vacation. We started when we start the trip. We take pictures. Then we put those pictures first, and then we put the next set and the next set. We kind of organize them in a particular order. Micah begins with the announcement of the vision and the state of Israel, how the leaders manipulated the poor and used them to increase their profit margin, mistreating the young and women and the poor, and off their backs they got richer. This photo album highlights or catalogs their history of sin. Sin, redemption, weeping, and moaning. Man's plans, God's plans. False prophecies and prophets. The book is loaded with all those who tried to steer Israel away. And even Israel followed some of them. And the promise of deliverance. Leaders and prophets rebuke the temple of the Most High of God. God's plan, the promised ruler, Jesus the Christ. Deliverance and destruction. The Lord's case against Israel. Israel's guilt and punishment. Israel's misery. Israel's rise and their redemption to praise and power. Now, what does this all have to do with what shall I? Well, I'm going to tell you.
All right.
I'm turning the page. In looking at the photo album of our lives, we too, like Micah, flip through the archives of our lives, looking through the photo albums. We can see some of the same things as we turn the page, some of the same things that he talked about Israel. We see some of those same things.
Yeah.
The struggles, the ups and downs, the sin, the redemption, the rights and the wrongs. Ah, we see some of those same things. When we turn the pages, we see where we were, when we were, how we were. Page after page tells a story that conjures up a thought of what was going on the page. Page after page tells a story like Israel could shed some light, resonating from our past to our present. Page after page, antidote or funny saying. You know, we like to put those little captions. This is what's happening here. So we won't forget. We see all those things. Could it have been different if different choices had been made? Or was it just fate? Page after page, emotions scream from the pages. From those we lost, experiences we had, there are certain spots or pages where we look through them and we look through our minds, wondering back. When we think about all that we've been through, dangers seen and unseen, blessings that could not have been imagined being ours. So I pose a question to you, as if I were to Israel. If I were given the opportunity, what's your why? Why is that no matter how much, come on, y'all get with me, God does, we still find ourselves in situations.
All right.
Or should I say sin-tuations. Come on, y'all, say that with me. Sin-tuations. Why do we, after God does this thing, that thing, as God, as my friend Daniel saying, every time, I turn around. He is blessing me. Every time I keep turning around, he's blessing me. I woke up not on my own volition. I started on my way, not by myself. I made it from point A to point B with God as my co-pilot. Why is it? Why is it that we find ourselves in sin situations over and over again? God shows us who he is and the power of his might. He has been there to forgive us. Time after time, always ready and willing to do so. Never turns his back on us, not like a friend. You know, sometimes our friends get a little funky. They get a little different. When we're doing something a little different from them, they want to get different. They can't stand the blessing that God does to us, so then they want to get a little different. Don't hate. You talk to God, because favor ain't fair. Oh, can I get a witness? You got a problem, you talk to God. He can do the same thing for you as he did for me. What God has for me is for me. He delivered us out of the hands of our enemies when they came in like a flood. Didn't he? When the enemies tried to lie on you. Come on, y'all. We talked about that. When they lie on you, mistreat you, God still kept you standing and we're still here. Can I get an amen? Anybody know something about that? When they tried to set you up, the hole they dig for you, they ended up falling in. Somebody say amen.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. He raised up a standard against them, and they stumbled and they failed. When they tried to eat of my flesh, in other words, when them haters wanted to hate, he kept them in their place. When I was sick and couldn't get well, God, the physician, touched, and we were made whole. When we were traveling in the wilderness, not sure which direction to take, he was there to guide us. When we couldn't carry ourselves, so deep in despair and sin, we couldn't see the light of day. We saw one footprint in the sand when God was carrying us. Somebody ought to say amen.
Amen.
So what is your why? Why won't we serve him? Why won't we praise him? Why won't we trust him? Over and over and over, we turn our backs on God. And we still want him to bless us. God, what is your why? I know him for myself. I can declare today that I'm a miracle. I should have been dead long time ago. When I was born, too small to even know I was in the world. I was as big as your hand. But I'm standing here because God kept me. Ah, Lord. But we continue to do our own things. What's your why? God has done too much for us for us to even have a why. He has loved us, kept us, fed us, protected us. But what is your why? What keeps you from a closer walk with him? Micah asked the same question of Israel. All God requires is for us to be genuine people, to love justice, to be merciful and walk humbly with him. If your why is lying, he can curb your tongue. If your why is living an unhealthy, clean life, God said that as he did with the woman at the well. He said, go and sin no more. Let the church say amen. If your why is unbelief, he said, faith without works is dead. And I'm not talking about the work of your hands, but the work of your heart. He knocks at the portal of your heart. And all you have to do is let him come in. And he said, if you let me come in. If you let me come in. Say with me. If you let him come in. He'll sup with you. If you're in need of some material blessing, he said, to have no concern for tomorrow. For if I clothe and feed the birds or the sparrows, then I certainly can provide for you. His word said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. Though they slay me, yet will I trust him. The word confirms, but in addition to the word, we have seen God's goodness. We have seen God's goodness. We have seen God's goodness. When you look around, it's not that day. You just look around. Look at your neighbor. Look at the person behind you, beside you. They are walking miracles. They are goodnesses from God. Now, I know goodnesses may not be a right word, but they are goodnesses from God because he didn't make no junk. We might be in our situations, but because God is good, he elevates us every day. He gives us a chance to get it right. He can place our feet on solid ground. No, the important thing is to know what your why is. When you know what your why is, then you can turn the I know into I know that I know that I know that I know. Now, I'm going to say that again because y'all didn't get that. When I know what my why is, then I can turn it around to I know that I know that I know that I know. Because if my why is lying, once I know that I'm a liar, then I can get it right. Because I know the man on the hill. I know a God who sits high and looks up. I know somebody that can raise the dead. He healed the leper and caused the blind man to see. I know. He rose on the third day with all power in his hand. I know that I know that I know. When I know what my why is, then things will work out for the good of them that love the Lord. No matter what the problem is, he can solve it. There may be a problem, and sometimes you may have to walk it alone. But once you know your why, what your why is, you're not walking alone. He said, I'll walk with you, I'll talk with you, and I'll call you my own. Once you know what your why is, I know that things will work out for your good. Because when you start knowing what your why is, then you know how to fix it. God can give you the strength to fix it. And we can start saying, as the word says, when I know what my why is, then I can specifically speak to the problem. When I know what my why is, I can say, Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help I know. My Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. I know what my why is, then I know that I'm not walking by myself. If I know what my why is, I don't have to be stuck. I don't have to be put in a box that my friends want to put me in. I don't have to be stuck. I can walk out. And I can be clean. That's what he said. When you confess, you are clean. You are washed and you are made. Oh, I know what my why is. Oh, good God from Salisbury. You become more powerful than you know. You can cause some things to change. Not just from yourself. See, because when I know what my why is, when I know what my why is, when I know what my why is, then I can help Sister Sue. When I know what my why is, I can walk tall, I can walk strong, and other people will want to follow Jesus. When I know what my why is, when I know what my why is, Miss Wilma, I can help some folk come out of the dark into the light. When I know what my why is, I can challenge somebody else. When I know what my why is. Oh, when I know. When I know that I know that I know that I know, when I know what my why is, some things start to happen.
Weeping we endure for the night, but joy come up in the morning when I know what my why is. I can be powerful beyond measure when I know what my why is. And he'll stand up and work in me, and my light can shine. Oh, when I know what my why is. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, Lord, my enemy. A confusing enemy when I know what my why is. He'll have no more power when I know what my why is. He can stop getting in my ear and making me all crazy. When I know what my why is, I can step on his feet. When I know what my why is, that enemy will have to get behind because he has no more power. Get behind me, Satan. You have no power here. When I know what my why is. Sheila, when I know what my why is, I can walk in the enemy camp. Hallelujah. When I can walk in the enemy camp and I can walk with my shoulders back and my head held high because I know who fights for me. When I know what my why is. Somebody ought to say amen. When you know what your why is, the doctors have no power. When I know what my why is, I can call on King Jesus. When I know what my why is, I can go to sleep at night. When I know what my why is, I'm not worried about my children. When I know what my why is, I'm not worried about that old job. I'm not worried about paying them old bills. When I know what my why is, oh, y'all gotta get with me. When I know what my why is, all of my help coming from the Lord. When I know what my why is.
Thank you, God.
Satan has no power when I know what my why is. You don't have no power. Folk want to bring up my past, talk about me when I know what my why is. When I know what my why is, they don't even faze me no more. When I know what my why is, I can wear my new dress and not be worried what they gonna say. When I know what my why is, when I'm 10 pounds too heavy, who cares? I'm happy. When I know what my why is.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
When I know what my why is. When I know what my why is. When I know what my why is. Things begin to happen. Strongholds being broke. Hearts become regulated. Minds become fixed. Chains start falling off because the devil, the adversary, has no more power when you know what your why is. When you know what your why is, somebody ought to say amen. Somebody ought to say thank you, Jesus. When you know what your why is, you become powerful beyond measure. When you know what your why is, I can sing my song and don't have to worry about hitting every note, because I know why I'm singing. When I know what my why is, when my shout ain't cute, I keep on shouting, because I know what he's brought me from. He brought me from a mighty long way. He picked me up, turned me around, placed my feet on solid ground. When I know what my why is, Stephen, I don't care what they say about my testimony, I'm going to give it anyway. When you know what your why is. When you know what your why is, it makes life simpler. It makes it easy to define. The book of Micah helps us see that. Helps us see the why. The why we still have another chance. The whys that keep calling us to stumble and fall. If we know what our why is, then we become powerful. We become the people of God that he is calling for us to be. In these last and evil days, when you know what your why is, it moves you in a different way. It moves you and draws you closer. But in order to know what your why is, you got to read the word. You got to read the word. You got to read and you got to pray. And you got to ask God to show me. Because this is like a photo album. We see ourselves. Go back home. I challenge you to go back home and look at your photo albums. Look at where you were. And look at the times you had. And look at where you are now.
And more importantly, you see how God's grace has kept you. He has kept you from point A to point B. We owe God a praise. 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 But when you know what your why is, when you know what your why is, it makes it easy for us to conquer our fears, to conquer our enemies. If you know what your why is. If you know what your why is. Why my waistline keep getting so big because I eat too much chocolate cake? I know what the problem is. He gonna give me the strength to get past it or keep my children bugging me. Mama, you know you don't need that cake. What you keep saying? Then we can be those prayer partners for other people. We can stand in the gap. God, help them see their why. Help them see their why. We ought to praise you because you've been so good. What keeps me from praising you like I should? What keeps me from offering you at myself as a living sacrifice? What keeps me from doing all that you set at my hands to do? What you know your why? You can be busy for God. You can be busy for God instead of being a busybody. Get it off that telephone. You can be busy building up the kingdom. Once you know your why. Once you know your why. I'm through. I'm through. I'm through. Somebody ought to say amen. Amen.